born in Jackson, Tennessee.
Show me what I Sitting here in limbo, waiting for Toddophonic Todd, the guest host, the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program, coming up presently. Jimmy Cliff, finishing it up, sitting in limbo. Gil Scott-Heron, New York is killed.
Let's take a trip down William Boulevard!
Arriba, arriba! teardrops, one heart to be crying. Yeah. Too many teardrops, one heart to carry on. You web on top now, baby, since you left me.
Oye, Clark, ¿vamos a almorzar?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. I'm hungry to bite a mule.
Bueno, ¿a dónde te gustaría ir?
Well, let's go up to Harlem, man. Let's go up to Fat Mama's Soul Food.
Ven acá, ¿no quieres ir al foro
no,
de los Four Seasons?
No, no, no Seasons, baby.
¿Qué tal la Fonda del Sol?
Fonda del Sol, ain't got no soul there, man.
Bueno, bueno, y entonces, bueno, ¿a dónde quieres ir entonces?
Uptown, I'm trying to tell you, man. I got a cab waiting out here. Spanish rice is a thing.
Oye, City. Muy buena idea. ¿Cuál es la receta del Spanish rice?
Spanish rice?
Sí.
Oh, man, it's a guess. You get your big batch of rice and you cook it up, you boil it, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
Then you saute the onions and you get your green pepper and chop it up real fine. And get you some celery, too. Chop it up the same way.
Wow.
And then you get you some oil and you mix all this jive up. You don't have to use oil if you don't want. A lot of people use fat back, you know?
Oh, you can
use put some mushroom in there, too. Get some tomato sauce and some of that paprika and make it nice and red and color. You know, get some hot peppers and Tabasco. You know, some salt and you grind up some beef in there.
Wow, vamos,
get
vamos.
Get some oregano. And man, you talk about some crazy eating. Ooh,
yo estoy listo ya, cuando tú
wait
quieras.
Wait till you taste it. Come on, let's go.
Tú quieras, vamos.
Can't wait now, now.
Clark.
Yeah.
sabrosa estaba la comida esa.
Yes, it was.
Oye, ¿cuándo quieres que volvamos a comer?
Ah, oh, man, the food was good, I'm telling you.
Muy bueno.
Yeah, it was beautiful, baby.
¿Cómo se llama ese plato? ¿Cómo se llama
Don't
ese
you ever forget that Spanish rice, man. We can go up there tomorrow, too.
Arroz español.
She has it every day.
Arroz español.
Every day, yeah.
Arroz español. Arroz español.
They came looking for a groove. The people came searching for a place to move. Was a groovy place, Centennial Park. And things started cooking around about dark. Ha. At the Soul Festival for Elon, it was a soul festival for they all came to make a joyful noise. 25,000 screaming girls and boys. So many entertainers, I couldn't name them all. But here's a few who answered the call at the Soul Festival for Soul Festival. Listen, Andy Kim and the Box Tops led the parade. Adding fire to the night was a lemonade charade. The feminine complex and Slim Harpo, Mr. Businessman Stevens and Eva Norro. Jeannie C. Riley was singing Soul Yay, telling everybody about the PTA at the Soul Festival. Ooh, yeah, it was a soul festival. It was a sight to see in Nashville, Tennessee. Big, I felt so proud when I did my thing. The crowd stood up and they started to sing. We're gonna hate ourselves in the morning. We're gonna hate ourselves tonight. I felt so proud when I did my thing. The crowd stood up and they started to sing. She shot a hole in my soul. Ooh yeah, she shot a hole in my soul. Good God, she shot a hole in my soul. Yeah, she shot a hole in my soul. Yeah, at the Soul Festival. Gotta do it again next year, y'all.
Friday evening. Well, it's not Good Friday. It's a good Friday, but it's not.
Yeah, so,
not
yeah.
That one.
So, just let's get off our cross.
This is the. Yeah, we need wood for the fire. Hey, this is the Downtown Soulville program. Mr. Fine Wine is away on assignment. Your guest hosts tonight are me, that's Matt Fiveash, and him,
Gaylord Fields.
Yes. And, we're going to tell you what we played in the last set because it's a one-hour show and time's a-wastin'. And since that last record in the set was your choice, Gaylord, why don't you back-announce it, as they say in the industry.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. So I picked Clifford Curry. He had his one big hit was She Shot a Hole in My Soul.
Yeah.
And this was a follow-up where he mentions his minor hit, We're Gonna Hate Ourselves in the Morning. But he also mentions a lot of Nashville soul people, you know, like Jeannie C. Riley and...
For example.
Yeah, yeah. And the Feminine Complex, that great soul group.
Uh-huh.
I just think there's something wonderful about a soul song that name drops obscure, like, white girl
country bop
groups.
Yeah. And that was on the Elf record label, too, just for those of you keeping score at home. Before that, it was Clark Terry and Chico O'Farrell with Spanish Rice, I love a good recipe record, and that's one of the best ones. I like how, you know, they give you like different options of what you can use, butter or fatback or whatever you want.
But yes,
they
canola tell you how, oil.
Yeah, it's... sure. Yeah, Wesson. So what did we hear before Spanish Rice?
Oh man, okay, Matt Fivash, that was Big Maybell.
It certainly was.
Yeah, and it was 96 Tears. Yeah, that's right. The question mark and Mysterians, 96 Tears.
Yes.
But she squeezes a few extra tears out somewhere in that rendition.
Yeah, it's really more... maybe going into triple digit tears.
Yeah, I would say I was counting at least 118.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, did I also choose what was on before that? Yeah, oh yeah, Billy Butler and the Chanters. And if you want to know, no nepotism there. Jerry Butler's brother, probably little brother, because... even if he was older, he's Jerry Butler's little brother.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And Can't Work No Longer, which has been my theme song ever since the first day of work. The first day I ever did work.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm done.
Before that, it was Chris Clark with her smash hit Love's Gone Bad on the VIP label. That's a Motown subsidiary, is it not?
Yes, it is. And by the way, Chris Clark, Motown, I'm going to go out on a limb, greatest 6-foot-tall white soul singer. Female white soul singer.
Yep, there's no competition there, I don't think. We're the Iquettes with Don't Feel Sorry For Me.
I don't.
And, you know, since this is the show that tells you what not to do, we started out with Oscar Mack with Don't Be Afraid of Love. Man. And I'm not sorry for you, and I'm not afraid of love. Well, I am.
So many negations, Matt Fivash.
Yeah. And we started out with the theme song of this program, Downtown Soulville, by Chuck Edwards. So, for the rest of the program, we got something special planned for you. And Gaylord and I wanted to tell you all what we did the other night, on Wednesday night.
Instead of your show?
Instead of my show.
And it's so great that I'm not even going to do my show out of solidarity with you.
Yeah,
Sunday, I'm skipping it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I wish everybody else would show the same kind of support for me. But yeah, on Wednesday night, Gaylord and I and our better halves went to the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey.
That's right. We did touch the great man's captain's
Don't
hat.
Don't say it. Oh, yeah.
No, it's captain's hat.
Yes.
What do you think I was going to say?
And there was a live act at the theater that night, and it was Smokey Robinson.
That's right. William Bill Moom Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. And it was, you know, we didn't really know what to expect. It ended up being, like, pretty... I will say, with some reservations, pretty great. I mean, it was the band and show was a little bit Vegas-y, corny.
Yeah, it was very cheesy. It was very they had a special sax guy. You know what I mean by special?
He
was,
as
the kids say, he was extra.
Yeah,
and
you know, he had like that Kenny G tone. There were two sort of. Backup singers afflicted with that sort of melisma-itis, Mariah Carey thing.
Yeah, they had the Mariah Carey disease.
You know, solid rhythm section, some cheesy keyboard
two sounds. One-name cheesy keyboard players.
Yeah, yeah.
Two different one-named cheesy keyboard players.
Yes, Savan and Demetrius. And when Smokey introduced the band, he basically introduced everybody by their first and last name. Except the string section, there were four string players who he just said, hey, how about our string section? But then he said, you know, you may have noticed that we only referred to the keyboard players by their first names. And, and he didn't follow through. There was no, like, punchline or anything.
No. It wasn't like, that saves us on paying them.
Right.
You know, there was nothing like that. We don't have to declare taxes on them. No, we were expecting that wham line. He left us hanging.
He left us hanging, but he didn't leave us hanging with the other shtick. He was a little borscht belty.
Definitely had his well-honed shtick.
There were a couple, can I say dick jokes on the radio?
No, you can't. But
okay.
Well, yeah, there were a couple of Richard jokes.
Yeah, there were a couple of Richard jokes.
Yeah.
But here's the main takeaway.
Smokey was amazing.
His voice was unbelievable.
Yeah, his voice was pretty much, I mean, he wasn't maybe doing all the acrobatics you hear on the records, but really remarkably well-preserved voice and body. I mean, like, he could move really great.
He was doing a shimmy. He was doing, like, every kind of move that you'd want. Not transposing any of the songs, hitting high notes when he wanted to.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It's very, very strong of voice. And what is he, like 82?
He's 82.
So the thing is, when you have Smokey Robinson on stage, all that cheese that we talked about, that Vegas-style cheese and Borscht Belch stick, it meant nothing. You just locked in on this man, the consummate performer.
Yeah, he was really... really fantastic and charming, and he did most of the hits that you'd expect. He did like a little. My only other qualm was that most of those hits had like at least like a verse chopped out, you know, to keep things moving. Although Tracks of My Tears and Cruisin', which were like the show closers, were the unexpurgated versions.
Yeah,
and
well chosen as showstoppers.
Yes. And Cruisin' was like sort of a big sing-along. Anyway, so for the rest of the show, we're going to play Smokey and Smokey adjacent stuff. And we're not going to really interrupt it, except maybe if somebody is just tuning in and they didn't hear this part, we might have to cut in to just tell people, like, don't worry, Smokey Robinson is very much alive. Yeah. We saw him just the other night.
Yeah,
you know.
And he's doing fine. It's not going to be like a Tony Dow situation here where we prematurely announce his demise.
Gee, beef. Well, so should we get to it? Do you want to announce what we're going to hear first?
I thought we'd start with the man whom Smokey idolized. And that would be Nolan Strong of the great Fortune Records out of Detroit group, Nolan Strong and the Diablos.
Hell yes. So, here we go. Nolan Strong, right here on Downtown Soulville on WFMU.
You've taken my money. Small way. It's a hold on chain, baby.
'Cause I can hear her saying,
Now. And in case you're gonna court, then I'll she say?
She told me she was all alone.
What did you do?
Got a ticket on the ferry.
We do.
Don't you ever let your baby die.
Well, there you have it.
God, that was short.
For those of you just joining us, Smokey Robinson is very much alive. I know we played all this stuff in a row. Don't be afraid. If you're just tuning in, I and my co-host, Gaylord Fields. By the way, I'm Matt Fiveash. This is Gaylord Fields. We are guest hosting the Downtown Soulville program tonight. And we saw Smokey Robinson play live the other night.
Yeah.
So we, for lack of a better idea for this fill-in, we played a bunch of Smokey and Smokey-related material, including our grand finale there, The Love I Saw in You Was Just a Mirage.
Interesting comment on the board. Duke says, nobody nowhere can rhyme like Smokey, which is what we were just saying off mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, nobody sings the word camouflage
quite
like him. And what was before that, Gaylord? That was your record.
It was That Day When She Needed Me, a very Uncontours sounding Contours record that has the imprint of Smokey all over it, much to its definitive credit.
Yeah, before that, we heard both sides of a single that we both brought, so we were able to go right from the A to the B.
Your side. You choose. Talk about. Wait, my side was. Wait. Which side did you play?
No,
you
played. Who cares?
You played the side with the Hong Kong motif.
Yeah.
In it.
Yes. So that was the B side, When I Had Your Love, and we heard One More Heartache, and both sides of that record, a Smokey Robinson co-write. It's one of those ones where it's like a. My computer.
Yeah, where it's like you wrote it with band members.
With like 10 other people.
Yeah.
It's like a.
But you know who did all the heavy lifting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
it's
right.
Like someone came up with the Chinatown riff and said, "Okay, you get a credit."
Yeah, yeah.
Smokey was very generous.
Now
that
you
way.
Write the lyrics and the music.
Yes.
We heard the Miracles with "In Case You Need Love." We heard a couple of LP deep cuts there. That one a good example of Smokey's sort of lyrical genius, In Case You Need Love. And we heard the Miracles version of Land of a Thousand Dances, one of the funkiest New Orleans-iest Motown records you're ever going to hear.
Yeah. And before that, talk about wasting a space, I decided to play the Joe Matthews ripoff of Mickey's Monkey, You Better Mend Your Ways.
Sure.
But it's a ripoff with a purpose. It's on the Thelma label, which was the label funded by Berry Gordy's ex-father and mother-in-law, and Thelma is Gordy's ex-wife. So what they would basically do is cut Motown sound-alikes just to troll Berry Gordy,
yeah.
Who had the last laugh by buying the Thelma label and taking the good artists.
Taking the H-E out and putting the A back in.
Exactly.
We heard the Miracles with I Gotta Dance to Keep from Crying. And,
true words were never spoken.
And Way Over There. Both of those were Gaylord's selections. And at the top of the set, heard the guy who kind of started it all, Smokey's sort of idol, his singing model, Nolan Strong, the Diablos featuring Nolan Strong with The Way You Dog Me Around.
Yeah, and like I said, if you have a chance to see Smokey, he comes to your...
Thank you. the hits just keep on coming.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. Lots of soul music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music. That's our middle name.
You think after all this time I wouldn't be surprised. You think there'd be nothing new when I looked into your eyes.